Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. Hosting the program tonight is Marvelous Mplanganyahuye in Washington. Today we are looking at some of the issues that affected women in 2013 and what women are looking forward to in 2014. To help us look at some of these challenges is Mai Anna Manjoro, a Bulawayo resident who says that although she is a city dweller, due to the nature of some of the work that she's doing, she's finding that most women are not having enough time to spend with their family, a situation which she would like to see addressed in 2014. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Mai Anna Manjoro.
Okay.
Mai Manjoro, can you just tell us what were some of the challenges that you saw women in your community facing in 2013?
In 2013, life hasn't been that easy. We don't have enough water. We don't have electricity. There are no jobs for our children. So lots of children who have graduated in universities, colleges, don't have employment and all those burdens which the women in our country face, which we would be grateful if the government did something about coming up with better policies which will enable the closed companies to have the people who are willing to invest in them, so that at least our children can have jobs and their husbands, those who lost their jobs, can also have jobs. Because if a parent is not working, we end up having so many street kids because they are not getting anything at home. And you know, the hospitals, they have nothing, no good medicines for those who are still childbearing. The cost of having a child are really high for most of them because there are no jobs and there is no money for people to say they can afford all such things.
We are looking at some of the issues that affected women in 2013 and what women are looking forward to in 2014. To help us look at some of these challenges is Mai Anna Manjoro, a Bulawayo resident. You also mentioned that even if you are in urban areas, you are facing the challenge of having to raise kids, being far away from your home, that you are spending more time trying to make a living. Give us an insight into this new phenomenon that we are seeing happening in the urban community.
For some, those who spend their time selling vegetables and fruit at the market, it means that one has to be away from home for the whole day, from morning till evening, and you don't know what is happening at home. Considering that there is a shortage of water, electricity, those are the things which are supplied at certain times, and you are not there for you as a mother to ensure that there is enough water. And as a result, those things affect the health of your children. For those who go outside the country to order some goods for resale, you go away and you leave your children for some time. You don't know how the children are going to survive when you are away. We end up having unwanted pregnancies because you can't monitor the movement of your children. We did no longer have that family relations which we used to have when we grew up, that there is an aunt, there is an uncle, there is a grandfather, grandmother who can take care of your children while you are away. Right now, our situation is a kind of one man for himself and God for us all. So such situations really affect the upbringing of our children.
As we embark on 2014, what would you like to see change as a woman yourself and an urban dweller in Bulawayo to make life easier for women and girls?
The most important thing that needs to be taken care of, first and foremost, is the economy. Because as long as our economy does not improve, it means everything will be affected. We need to have those companies which close reopen. We should have policies which encourage foreign investment. Foreigners should be given good policies which will enable them to invest in our country so that our children can have jobs, our husbands can have jobs, for the betterment of everyone in the country. I think that's what we should be looking at to start with.
What kind of programs would you like to see government embarking on?
Looking at the government, there is a problem of cash. So for us to say government should do this, it will be a written something on paper. We have so many projects which were initiated but which cannot take off because there is no finance. So as long as we don't have enough funding, to be honest, we might waste time saying let the government do a DC, yet nothing comes up.
Time is not on our side. Thank you for being our guest on the Women's Forum, Maim Anamanjoro.
Thank you very much for having me.
Today's Women's Forum was hosted by Marvelous Mthanga Nyahuye in Washington.